Clint Boyd joining us now from Saltwater Markets. Tell us how we can get geared up. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. Appreciate you having me.
First thing I want to talk about your shirt, because as soon as you walked in, I said, you are a man after my own heart, because you have the shirt that says Fireworks Director, I Run, You Run. I own the same exact shirt. And you know when someone wears that, they run the fireworks.
You got to be excited. I mean, if you can't get excited this week in this great nation, I mean, you have full-on permission to have fun all weekend long, right?
We want to do it safely. We always say that, because you always hear the stories, someone blows off a finger or something like that. So make sure you have a true fireworks director. And I say that as a joke, but I mean that seriously, like someone who knows what they're doing and knows can handle the situation. But I know you guys, we're talking off air, you and your family do it upright in Clover, and I know y'all are going to have a blast.
We do. We want to be a light in the community, and we want to do that all week, all year long. And the 4th of July is just a chance for us to get extra excited. So,
now, you guys own Saltwater Markets, and you have three locations, correct?
We do. My bride Elizabeth and I have Clover, Fort Mill, and Gastonia, and we think of those as our hometown communities, so places God's placed us to serve.
So as folks are getting ready for the 4th of July, what are some food items that we should be looking at? We did a story the other day, and I think the classic cheeseburger was like number one on the list of top 10 items. But obviously, us in South, we like to do it up a little bit nicer. So what kind of options do you guys have, and what are people looking for when they come in for the 4th of July?
Yeah, so our most popular request is Low Country Boil. And yeah. So it's not just shrimp, but to have the corn, potato, sausage, onion, lemon, everything in one place with seasoning will be our most popular, usually pre-order. Of course, you can just walk in and get it too. Our staff's ready. Come in, say, hey, I got 10 people. We'll set you up. Steaks would be second. We put in a lot of time coming up with the perfect age and grade for our steaks. So we're all 45 days aged. We're all stamped prime. The worst steak I've got stamped prime this week.
Wow.
So it's going to be a good week for steaks.
Do you do that Low Country Boil? Do you have it separated to where, you know, you drop in your bag of corn and get that going? And while that's going, you go and find your bag of sausage or potatoes or whatever you got going next.
Yeah. So you could start a lot of fights about the proper order to do Low Country Boil.
You can, yes.
But for me, I mean, if you want to know, I'll tell you the actual proper way to do it.
Yes.
And then we can start those fights.
Lay it out.
All right. So we've done a lot. I could do it in my sleep, but the perfect way is perfectly clean water boiling 60 seconds to 90 seconds, or until your shrimp is a sea.
Okay.
Just the shrimp.
So you start with the shrimp?
Just the shrimp.
Okay.
Pull them out. Hose them off. Just cool them down. I don't care how you do it. A little bit of ice, a little bit of hose water. Don't care. Cool them down. Then start from scratch. Potatoes, 9 to 12 minutes. Then throw in everything else besides the shrimp. So your corn, your onion, your sausage.
Sausage, yeah.
And that's going to go 6 to 10 minutes. And then you kill all the heat, throw your shrimp back in, and serve it. And then you season on the table.
Wow.
And I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but Old Bay or any of these seasonings, they taste a little bit muddy after they've boiled for 10, 20 minutes. And you get rid of all of that. So I'm 50-50 J.O.'s and Old Bay. That's my seasoning.
So you're saying don't put any of the seasoning in the water.
I'm telling you. Try it. Try it once. The shrimp will be better. They'll peel beautifully. They won't be overcooked.
Now, one thing that I've started doing with my Low Country Boil, and I'll see what your thoughts on this, I mix orange juice with the water.
Okay,
to give it kind of out of here, Clint.
Citrusy taste.
You're made to live in Louisiana, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just got the wrong shellfish. Get some crawfish, and I'm signing your ticket. I'm all about that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so any of the citruses, lemon, lime, all of it. And what it'll do is it'll deepen the heat. But shrimp, you get that out of here.
You see? I like it. That's why you bring them in. And, you know, one of the things about you guys is if someone says, look, I have a certain, you know, maybe I have, they have a certain place they buy corn from or something like that. Like you said, if someone just wants to come in and get shrimp, they can do that. Just get the
Absolutely.
Shrimp and add to whatever you want.
Absolutely. So we're as I shared with you off air, we're a one-stop shop now. We've made and that's what the community's asked us for. We don't want to make another stop if we don't have to. So could you guys have everything we need to do whatever the meal is? And so you can get it all there. And we feature good friends of ours, the Halls at Bush and Vine. I'm sure you guys have spent some time with. So we've got their corn. But by all means, you want to go by and visit the Halls or any of these great local producers, go get it and just get the shrimp. We've got either option.
So let's talk about your shrimp. I know you guys get it pretty much fresh all the time from the coast. When someone walks in your store, how recent was that shrimp in the ocean?
That's a great question. So They're not all created equal. And so just saying American shrimp doesn't always tell you what you need to know. We unload 3 to 4 different shrimp boats each season, and most of ours are tied up in Buford, Village Creek specifically. Yeah, okay. So this week's shrimp will be off the Gracie Bell and the Little Jesse. And
those are the name of the boats.
The names of the boats. Yes. And we go down between 2 and 3 times per week. And a lot of times we'll meet our shrimper halfway. You know, he's kind enough to meet us in Columbia. But this week we've gone down and we've unloaded the Little Jesse at the start of the week. We should get a reload from the Gracie Bell for the end of the week. And they are all fresh, never frozen day boat Carolina white shrimp.
So, I mean, these shrimp were swimming less than a week ago.
Every time.
A few days.
Every
sometimes.
Time. And even if we have a freezer boat shrimp, because there's an ice boat shrimp that you can get where folks don't have a freezer on the boat, they just ice them. And then there's a freezer boat shrimp where, when done properly, is really excellent. We'll do that in the off season or when the heat gets really, really bad, like it is now. If nobody's making a day boat turn, there are a couple of boats down there, the Pometta Pride, the Lydia Lee, who are great freezer boats, and those are frozen moments after being caught. But that's not what we'll have this week. This week it'll be fresh.
What types of shrimp, you know, obviously when people say Carolina shrimp, what exactly does that mean? Are there different types of shrimp that you offer depending on the time of year?
That's a great question, too. So in the Carolinas, the two shrimp that we have readily available are white shrimp, so a Vaname Occidental, which is kind of – that's the most premium shrimp in America, and I think the best shrimp in the world. And there's a brown shrimp. And the brown shrimp is available on the shoulders of the white shrimp season. They're really short and usually smaller. And those are – so at the end of this summer season of white shrimp, we'll start to see some brown shrimp mixed in, and they'll go for about 3-4 weeks, most of them coming out of North Carolina for the start of fall. And then you get your fall white shrimp. So those are kind of your two options.
What are the, outside of the shellfish, what are the most popular, most in-demand fish that are coming in this time of year?
Yeah, so a lot of popularity on steaky fish. We'll have a really beautiful Boston sword this weekend. Bluefin tuna, we do a product called Bluefina, which is, it's awesome. It's fattened on sardines and anchovies off the coast of Ensenada. And distributed through San Diego and L.A. It's amazing. We call and order this fish. They send a diver into this huge offshore cone. They kill the fish, and they overnight it to us. So literally one day from swimming around. And so we have that in stock. So steaky fish for sure, and then white flaky bottom fish like grouper, that kind of thing.
Do you ever have a wreck fish?
I have wreck fish in stock today.
Well, I may be making a trip to Clover. I went to Ella's in Isle of Palms couple of years back, and they were running a special for wreck fish, and I'd never heard it, but got it. To this day, it is the best meal I've ever had in my life. I certainly won't be able to recreate it the way that they did, but I just so rarely see it on menus or certainly, you know, on a counter. Like, it is fantastic.
It's really hard to get. So wreck fish is one of those where it's an incidental catch. It's a bottom fish that's usually fishing for grouper or snapper, and they catch a couple of wreck fish. Interestingly, wreckfish is a stone bass. Polyprion americanus is its
That's what
species.
I thought. Yeah,
you would know that.
It was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, right.
I figured you'd have it. Yeah. But it's in temperate waters all over the world. So, like, you can buy it from the Pacific, and in New Zealand, it's called grouper. On the East Coast, it's called wreckfish. Technically, it is a stone bass. And so, like, what I've got in stock today is West Coast. It's the West Coast grouper or stone bass. And you'll find that colder water to be even richer, even sweeter, even silkier. Really, really a nice fish. So come check it out. All three markets.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's at all. That's at all three. So
everything's at all three.
If you want to go to Fort Mill, you go to Fort Mill.
Yep. Everything's at all three. We've gone to a lot of lengths to make sure they all match.
And for those who are not familiar, what are the addresses of each of your locations in Gastonia, Fort Mill, and Clover?
Yeah. So Clover's 713 Bethel Street. Mm-hmm. Fort Mill's 887 Gold Hill, and Gastonia is 3414 South New Hope. Both the Gastonia and the Fort Mill are right off the interstate, off of 85 and 77.
Fort Mill is the one I go to all the time. It's very simple to find. It's right tucked in behind the QT.
That's it. Behind the QT is everybody's landmark. I think it's like the busiest QT in
the world.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's very busy. But Clover's out in the sticks, of course, but in the heart of Clover, and, you know, you'll never regret a trip with the to the town with love in the middle, right?
Yep. Now, absolutely. Clover, Gastonia, and Fort Mill, obviously all, you know, kind of a little triangle there right there across the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Over the years that you've had those establishments, have you noticed any differences in the purchasing habits of folks from those towns?
I get asked that a lot. That's a good question. So, yeah, I do. In Clover, folks come in and they say, hey, cut me a thick one and I want a slab of fish. You know, so they buy in bigger portions, a lot of cooking for a big crowd. In Fort Mill, we get a little bit more of young professionals who are cooking for maybe just themselves and their spouse. And so they're usually focused on more of a detailed recipe kind of thing. And in Gastonia, you get a little bit of both. A lot of block parties in Gastonia. I swear they carpool. So you could have no one in the lobby and then have, you know, 25 people in the lobby. And it goes like that all day in waves. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's fun. I love to go to all three of them in one day and just wash the dishes, honestly. I like to be that guy.
What are your hours leading up to the 4th?
So we will be there full strength. We don't plan to close or change the schedule any. We're always open Tuesday through Saturday. Last call is 5 o'clock Saturdays when we close. And unless,
does that give you time to get your fireworks all set up and ready?
Brother, this year I moved from the hand-lit fuse to the electronic
keyboard. When you got an electronic keyboard.
Snap and go, buddy.
It's just he can get it done.
Yeah, snap and go.
So you guys, again, if people want any last-second stuff, you'll be available through 5 o'clock on the 4th.
We sure will, and I think we've made arrangements. I don't think we're going to run out of anything. We have really, really doubled down. Again, steak's growing in huge popularity, and I've told folks if they haven't had a nice aged steak, not dry-aged, but just properly aged, you should come check it out.